Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and welcome to your new favorite show, Black Cat Mysteries. So tonight we're going to talk about some weird stuff, as usual. And I'm going to play some weird songs that people sent me just recently or like before. And so we're going to do that stuff. So if you're going to call in, definitely call after the songs, because when there's a song playing, I'm usually like in the bathroom or switching laundry over or whatever. I got to multitask this stuff here. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So what's new with everybody? What's new, pussycat? Well, anyway, I went to the dollar store just a little while ago, and it was like, I went there a couple weeks ago, and I posted on my Instagram this Butterballs thing, and it was like, I'm in the thing, in the line in dollar store, right? So, I hear this guy behind me yell, Butterballs, and I'm like, oh, my God. He was, like, right in my ear. He yelled Butterballs in my fucking ear, like, for real. I didn't really know how to take that. You know what I mean? And I turned around, and this guy had a turkey stick. And he was like, oh, my God, Butterballs. And he was, like, just a strange-looking guy. He didn't have teeth in the front. And he was like, Butterballs. I'm like, oh, my God. I didn't know. I thought it was going to be on, like, a show. Like, they were filming or something in the dollar store to see what reaction people would have. But apparently not. So it was just a weird guy yelling Butterballs behind me and scaring the shit out of me. Awesome. So, yeah, tonight I hope to have some callers. People have wanted to call. They have said that they were going to call, but then they chickened out. That number to call in is 657-383-1363. And please, when you call, just try not to call during a song because I'm probably not in the same room. I have laundry and stuff I got to do and some cooking and stuff like that, which I will talk about after too. So I think for the first clip that I'm going to play, it's really interesting. I heard it this week. Actually, no, it's this other thing. So it's about vitamin D, right? Because out here, it's just cold. It's cold half the year. You have to wear a lot of clothes and jackets and hats and things like that. It's just really not too much fun. Snowed. We get the most snow ever in Boston area for, like, the record out here. So definitely it's something to think about because my skin looks like, I don't know. They say the sun does wicked damage on your skin, but the thing is that winter, just being in the cold and no sun, like I think that's worse because I can go out in the sun and whatever, my skin doesn't look like shit, but in the winter it looks like, I don't know, even know what. So let me just play this clip that I found. I was just going through different things. It's from Alex Jones. It's this guy, Dr. Group, I believe. And so what he does, he comes on and he talks about, it's just like 5 or 6 minutes, and how much it's dangerous to be vitamin D deficient. And so like pretty much every single person out here is because of how we live out here, which is interesting because they don't tell you, you know, you should take more or less or you should whatever, get a sun lamp and some kind of vitamins going or whatever, because you need that. But anyways, so I want you to hear this first because it's, like, pretty important, especially for people who don't get hardly any sun. And I know when the spring comes, there's no such thing as spring. It just rains, and then it gets wicked fucking hot and muggy and miserable, and then it's cold again. So that's pretty much our seasons out here now. But anyways, back to that vitamin D thing. I'm looking for the vitamin D right now, and here we go. Here we go with, it's like a 5-minute clip, so just take a listen.
Let's get
get into, because I have a Mercola article here, vitamin D deficiency linked to depression, pain, inflammatory bowel disease, and breast cancer.
Well, right now you even have 50 million teens that are deficient in vitamin D. And here's some of the things that vitamin D is linked to. Increases the risk of chronic disease and cancer. It weakens the body's immune system. It's associated with infertility. You know, we talk a lot about the sterility and infertility things out there, and vitamin D is one of the things that causes poor birth outcomes, low birth weight. And one of the strange things about that is I actually pulled a study up on C-sections, and women that were deficient in vitamin D, there was a 400% increase in C-sections instead of natural births. But it also increases the risk of death from issues like cancer, like you said. It gives you the feeling of loss of energy in the afternoon. Really, vitamin D affects the muscles, the joints, and the bones. Osteoarthritis is linked to D deficiency, rheumatoid arthritis. There was a guy, actually, that took mega doses of, he had all kinds of injuries, torn ligaments, bone spurs, all over his body. He was a martial arts and athletic superstar, and he actually wrote a book, Mega Dosing Vitamin D. I can't remember, his name was Jeff Bowles or something like that. And he took 20,000 to 50,000 IUs of vitamin D a day. And what happened was his experience is the body actually recognized everywhere that it had been injured. He had spinal injuries, joint injuries everywhere. And about the third week he was on high levels of vitamin D, the body actually re-injured or breaks down those injuries, because the injuries, if you don't have enough vitamin D and nutrients and calcium, heal the wrong way. So he actually experienced the pain all over again for like 2 or 3 days of every place he had injured himself. And then what happened over a period of like 3 months, all of those injuries completely went away and fixed themselves. And that was only with vitamin D.
Yes, it's Jeff T. Bowles. Basically, yeah. You're saying it's the ultimate building block in the body, and that's what medical doctors have told me. They've told me if you don't have enough vitamin D3, it doesn't matter how much exercise or eating the right stuff, because your body can't even absorb it. Your cells can't get it in.
Right. In a lot of the cases out there with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, it's usually nothing more than a vitamin D deficiency. I mean, you can link vitamin D to depression, mental illness, diabetes. There's so many different
things. Let me ask you this. You're saying all this, and anybody watching us on TV right now can see that we're putting mainstream news articles up constantly. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show if you want to see the feed, you know, that added level of documentation. This is well known. I mean, you mentioned Schlitz from the 30s. We pulled it up, found mainstream news about Schlitz with vitamin D, and how the FDA made them take it out. Why would the FDA want beer makers to not add key vitamins? I just don't get it.
There's only one reason, really. It's because if you're vitamin D deficient, if let's say you have enough vitamin D, then you're talking about a massive blow to the pharmaceutical companies, because heart disease, stroke, cancer,
well, I've got to give it to Schlitz. I mean, they called it sunshine beer.
Yeah.
Vitamin D3, and that's smart.
That's right. And their advertising campaigns were get your vitamin D all year round. You don't just need it in the winter. And there was that's just one example. There were multiple examples of people that were fortifying things in foods and drinks that were then ordered to stop. And it had to do with the fact that it was a threat to the pharmaceutical companies, and the fact that they knew that the body's immune system and the body's self-healing mechanism would be activated with vitamin D, just like iodine. And they knew that if they created a society that was vitamin D deficient, there would be a whole list of diseases, because every cell in the body depends on it. What I'm finding out now is that whatever the receptors for every single cell in the body are, that every single cell has, like iodine receptors and D receptors, those are the things that the globalists are attacking and preventing you from receiving, because if your cells become damaged, your body becomes damaged, and then you become easily controllable And
100%. That's why they add the fluoride, all of it. It's just amazing.
You are watching the best of the Alex Jones Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Watch live at Infowars.com/show or become a member of Infowars.
So, yeah, that was an interesting little tidbit about vitamin D. I definitely need some more D in my life, that's for sure. So, yeah. So, anyway, back to Butterballs. I went to the dollar store, and it was like everything there is a dollar. So that's kind of weird because, I don't know, and it just seems like they have some good stuff, but then they have all this, like, wicked cheap stuff, and I just try to get, like, some of the stuff that's made in the United States because there's so much stuff in the dollar store that's made in the United States, and, like, the rest of it, I think, is made in China. It's all just kind of overwhelming and scary, I think, but, I mean, whatever. I got, like, soap and toilet paper, all that stuff, like laundry dish and stuff like that. That you can get for $10 at the dollar store, and it's fine, and whatever, that's okay. And people love that place. It's just weird. I don't trust it ever since the Butterballs incident. When, you know, that is scary. Just, you know what? Try it. Just walk up to someone sometime and just yell Butterballs behind them. And you might want to try it on someone that you know first, because you might have somebody that might react in a bad way. Because it's not, you know, it's not the same as stick 'em up. It's just Butterballs. But it's still pretty damn scary. Apparently there was a guy who worked for National Geographic, and he interrupted two tortoises that were mating together, giant tortoises. And, yeah, so the guy tortoise was upset that he interrupted his little happy fun time. So he chased them all around, slowest chase ever ensued. So I don't know if you guys saw that video, but I might play it after. So, yeah, I mean, this is crazy. This is really crazy. I got some weird videos, like, about extraterrestrials, weird stuff about old songs, like, really crazy-ass songs. And does anybody remember, like, these soundboard things, because somebody, I can't believe these are still up here. Do you remember these?
Please don't offer me anything. I'll tell you what I want.
I remember people used to prank fucking call me with these on. It was like, seriously, that's when you could actually prank call people.
Check it out.
Back in the day, like, you could do that. Now you really can't. Because of all the spying and caller ID stuff like that.
Think about it, man!
It's crazy. But anyway, so the next thing that I'm going to play is a little bit creepy. It's, did I play this already? No, I didn't. Oh, you know what it is. It's a Seinfeld. This is so crazy. I love Seinfeld. You know, that was the show about nothing, too. And that was a really great show. So hopefully this will play. And we can hear all about it. You know, and they do these ads, and it's just so annoying. If I want to be bombarded with ads, I'll just, like, watch TV. Here we go.
Do women know about shrinkage?
What do you mean, like laundry?
No.
Like when a man goes swimming afterwards?
It shrinks?
Like a frightened turtle.
Why does it shrink?
It just
I don't know how you guys walk around with those things.
Which? Hey, I didn't even know they were going to mention a turtle. But anyway, talking about turtles. Turtles are, like, so dinosauric. I mean, they just, they're just, like, so ancient. And they, you know, I mean, they're old. They're really, really old and just weird looking and just very dinosauric. And just, hey, it's like they live forever and we don't. So, they must be smarter in some ways than we are, apparently, because they live a long, long time. Maybe like even 200. I'm not sure. But they live a long time. So, yeah. But anyway, I hope to get some calls pretty soon, and hopefully someone will call. If you want to call me and just whatever, call in. The number is 657-383-1363. And, you know, don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid about at all. It's really easy. I don't even care if you say who you are. Just say what, you know, we'll talk about anything. I don't care. I'm willing to talk about damn well near anything. So, yeah. Oops, is someone writing me here? Oh, let's see. One of my friends have a comment for me. Good luck. Thanks, honey. So, anyway, we're going to go back to another clip. I guess from what I've heard is people like to hear me talk versus playing clips. Well, I would like someone to talk to. I'm very lonely. So please call 657-383-1363. And we can talk. So the next clip that I'm going to play is very interesting because it has Neil deGrasse Tyson in it, and everybody knows how awesome he is. And he knows stuff about space, which is really fucking cool. But yeah, he's just awesome. Like, I love how he explains everything. So I'm just going to play a couple clips of this, and let's see, is there anybody in the chat room? Does anybody even know that this exists? I don't know. Where's the chat room? Launch chat here. What do you know? Please wait while we create your chat room. Okay. Well, let's see. I don't know if anyone's even listening to this. But anyways, so I'll go through some of the things, the videos and clips that I played. If somebody wants to know, if someone wants to come in the chat room and harass me, that's fine. But anyway, here we go. Oh, you know what? This is actually funny because I want to do this one first. This one is when Obama was asked about life on other planets and one of his little answers that he's so smooth about. So him and Dennis Kucinich, you know, whatever. He's it's only 2 minutes. So you can see, like, him clearly skirt the question and just talk about whatever. But, yeah, ready?
Kucinich, I want to move to a different area because this is a serious question. The godmother of your daughter, Shirley MacLaine, writes in her new book that you sighted a UFO over her home in Washington State, that you found the encounter extremely moving, that it was a triangular craft, silent and hovering, that you felt a connection to your heart and heard directions in your mind. Now, did you see a UFO?
I did, and the rest of the account, it was unidentified flying object, okay? It's like, it's unidentified. I saw something. Now, to answer your question, I'm moving and I'm also going to move my campaign office to Roswell, New Mexico, and another one in Exeter, New Hampshire, okay? And also, you have to keep in mind that Jimmy Carter saw a UFO, and also that more people in this country have seen UFOs and I think approve of George Bush's presidency.
Actually, four.
And so, wait, we're just getting started here.
We've got about 14% of Americans say they have seen UFOs. I'm going to move that.
What was the percentage?
14%.
What was that percentage?
14.
Thank you.
I want to see, I'm going to ask Senator Obama a question in the same line. The three astronauts of Apollo 11 who went to the moon back in 1969 all said that they believe there is life beyond Earth. Do you agree?
You know, I don't know, and I don't presume to know. What I know is there's life here on Earth, and that we're not attending to life here on Earth. We're not taking care of kids who are alive and unfortunately are not getting health care. We're not taking care of senior citizens who are alive and are seeing their eating problems go up. I will be attending to first. There may be some other folks on their way.
So, yeah, that was a little interruption by Michael Jackson. But anyway, so apparently he can just skirt the issue and not talk about anything about any of it and whatever. So, yeah, aliens and shit. I still don't know, but what I do know is that the X-Files is coming out. Oh, my God. Do you know how long people have waited for this? I feel like it's even more important than, I don't know, I feel like, wow, I'm so glad I get to see it, you know, even though I don't have TV, I'll find a way to see it, I'll find a way, and I'm just so excited because, like, that show was so good, and it had so many good episodes, you just had to love it. So, yeah, I feel like this better be good because people have been waiting so friggin' long to see another X-Files. It's almost like, I don't know, the World Series of shows or something. I guess if people get that excited about a game, they could probably get that excited about a TV show. And honestly, I'm pretty damn excited. I really am. But, yeah, so, again, that number to call is... Oh, there's people. Hi. Hi, Renee. Call me. Yeah, so anyways, here we are, and I have some people in chat. I'm so happy that someone came in and said hi. Hi, Renee. So, yeah, call me if you want. We can talk about anything, whatever you want to talk about. I'm not opposed to talking about anything. Butterballs, aliens, whatever you want to talk about. So, yeah, we're going to... probably, oh, do I have a caller? No, I didn't, you know what, honestly, I don't even know how to use this thing, and currently on my stove is some kale, like I'm cooking kale and some other stuff, and I would love to have a video up, but then that would mean I'd have to wear pants, and it's just so inconvenient sometimes. I mean, I have pants on now, but in the future, I may not have pants on. I may not have anything on but a bathrobe, and I don't think that's a really good thing to have a TV show in. So, yeah. It's just too much, you know what I mean? Sometimes, like, all that stuff is just way too much for me to even try to do, like... And you know what it is? It's like, if I didn't have so much cleaning and painting and things that cause a mess, I might be a little more fucking dainty, but, you know, no. It's just, yeah. So, hopefully, we'll get a caller soon, and we can talk about some stuff and, like, whatever, and weird songs. Currently, the X-Files theme is playing in the background because I just feel, like, overjoyed that someone is actually putting another X-Files together. I'm probably going to talk about that for the next hour because I'm a true X-Files fan. Yes, I am. So let me put on another tune here or whatever I can find because I get so much weird shit. Like, you know what? You know what it is? When people think you're weird, or I am actually kind of a little bit weird, they bombard you with, like, totally fucked up things. And it's like, what am I going to do with this all? You know what I mean? Just all the things that people send me, alien things, dick things, whatever. And it's like, what am I going to do with all of this? And... clearly, this could be one reason why the aliens don't come to this planet, because have you seen the internet? Have you seen it? It's mostly just cats and penises, mostly, and, you know, other porn things and things like that, where it's like, hey, you know, that's, I don't know, that's if the world, like, crashed tomorrow, that's how we would be remembered. Think about that. Think about that. That is just so crazy. So, yeah, so I'm probably going to play another weird video because I don't see a caller yet. So while I play this video, if you're going to call, just wait until after the sound is over because I have to go stir my kale. So I'm going to play this for a minute, and here we go. It's about extraterrestrials, Richard Dawkins and Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about this cool thing.
They must be high, and I'll tell you why. People say, well, have you found life yet?
No. Well, that's like going to the ocean, this has been said before, and taking a cup of water, scooping up, and saying, there are no whales in the ocean, you know? Here's my data, you know? You need a slightly bigger sample. And so if you look at, for example, what we call the radio bubble, this is the sphere around Earth, centered on Earth, which is the farthest our radio signals have reached in the galaxy. And they're about 70 light years away. We've been transmitting radio signals inadvertently leaking into space for about 70 years. 70 light year radius sphere. Well, how big is the galaxy? Well, shrink that sphere down to maybe the size of a BB, and then the galaxy on that scale would be the size of this stage. That's how far our radio signals have traveled. And those aren't even the ones we sent on purpose. The ones we sent on purpose have traveled much less. So, no, we haven't actually reached as far into the galaxy as we'd like before we would say definitively that there's no one intelligent living today. But here's some very simple facts. I can review them in 90 seconds. You look at the formation of the Earth and the earliest sign of fossil life. Subtract a few hundred million years at the beginning of Earth when Earth was a shooting gallery. Earth was still accreting the birth materials of the solar system. It's hostile to complex chemistry over that time. Not fair to start the clock then. Wait a couple hundred million years. Now start the clock. And wait around and see when you have the first signs of single-celled life. At most, 400 million years. At most. Earth has been around for 4.5 billion. So Earth, without any help from us, with basic ingredients found throughout the universe, managed to create life, simple though it was. So, and Earth, one of, you know, 8 planets, get over it, Earth, an ordinary star, to suggest, and what are the ingredients of life? The number one atom in your body is hydrogen. Number two atom is oxygen, together making mostly water that's in you. Next is carbon in this order. Next is nitrogen. Next is other stuff. My favorite element, other, yeah? You look at the universe, the number one element in the universe is hydrogen. Next is helium, chemically inert, couldn't do anything with it anyway. Next is carbon. I think I left out oxygen there. Next is oxygen. Next is nitrogen. One for one. We're not even made of odd things. The most common things in the universe are found here on Earth, and we're made of them. And carbon, one of the most chemically fertile element on the periodic table. It's not a surprise. We're carbon-based. Life is just the extreme expression of complex chemistry.
So, yeah, how about that? I like this guy. He just makes everything sound so cool. And I kind of, I don't know, wish I had that job. But, yeah, so here we go. And I totally just burnt the shit out of my kale, and I'm really upset. I just didn't mean to do that. I wasn't paying attention. And if I leave the stove on high, it just burns the shit out of everything, and it smells terrible. And sometimes I just feel, like, obligated to cook, even though sometimes I don't really want to. I mean, I do want to. I like to eat healthy, whatever. And I'm sure my family is not going to be upset about the burnt kale. They'll be like, oh, so sorry you burnt it. My husband's not a fan, really, of this particular brand of kale. And I don't know, whatever. So I burnt it. That's terrible. It's sad because I just don't like to waste food. But anyways, yeah, so I burnt my kale, and that's no fun. But we're going to go and talk about, God, there was something else I wanted to talk about. It's like I save it all day just to talk about it. And then I forget what I want to talk about. Shit. Okay. So anyways, yeah, we're going to, let me see if I can get a caller. I don't even know how to use this damn thing. All righty, let's see where we can go here. So the next thing that we're going to I don't know if this is the one or not. Okay, so anyways, this is like this guy. He's from England now, and I guess it's totally okay to do some weird things in Europe. You know how weird they are in Europe? Like, you can do anything. You can be naked. You can whatever. They're very free to do what they want to do. They don't have a lot of those restrictions, and they're very more sexually open, and, you know, certain countries, other things are legal here, there, than they're not here. So, like, 5 years ago, someone sent me this guy, and I've been watching him, and this is all he does with his life. Like, he just farts, and I'm not even kidding. His name is Mr. Methane, and he went on America's Got Talent, and he's been on, like, all these different shows, like Howard Stern. And this guy, he dresses up like a superhero, and he just farts, and, like, that's all he does. And let me see, is anybody calling? I have one caller. Let me see, how do I do this? Let's see, talk? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I think it worked. Oh, my God. Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi,
how are you? Is this Renee?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on? Thank you for calling.
No, not, I was excited to get your message to say, come listen and call me. So I was like, okay. I like Butterball.
Hey.
I have the internet crypt. I like cats.
You do? Good. I know you love cats. I know you do. And I do too. And it's like, cats are great, and people just, I think people like them sometimes better than dogs, maybe. I don't know. Either a cat person or a dog person, you know what I mean?
Well, I think that people like cats because they kind of on some level envy the fact that the cats really don't give a shit.
They don't give not one shit. They don't care.
No.
It's like they'll do, they have an attitude of their own where they just make up their mind and then that's what they do. And that's it. Like,
They're brilliant at getting their needs met. They're like, pet me, don't pet me. Come here, fuck off.
Yeah,
and I think
exactly.
That people really wish they were like that.
I know. It's like they just, and, you know, they have us. We don't necessarily have them, you know, and they
exactly.
kind of know that. So they're a little bit, you know, on themselves about that. But I just, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. They're total jerks, but there's something to be admired about that.
Of course. And they're so pretty. They're just so pretty.
Yeah,
and mine are sleeping, and I should wake them up, but I just sometimes don't have the heart to do that.
Oh, I like to wake Nigel up when he's sleeping because he tap dances on my head at 4 a.m. So
that's why I should wake mine up.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's why I should wake them up. They love to do that. I don't know why. Yeah.
Well, I think it's because that's really when they've had some time to think about everything that has bothered them during the day, and it's really when they would like to discuss it.
Yeah, they take their revenge.
Today when you shoved
yeah.
me off the couch and I was a little upset, but I've come to the conclusion that I feel okay, and I think we should discuss it now,
yeah.
at like 4:38
right.
a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Especially that's the time when we don't want to be bothered, so.
Exactly. So can we take a second and talk about the X-Files?
Yeah, of course. I love the X-Files.
Yeah, I could watch David Duchovny read the phone book. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I am so excited. I used to watch that. I actually, I was like a fan forever. Forever. Like,
my brother worked
oh,
in the film industry when
yeah.
his very first job in the film industry was on the X-Files set as a PA in the pouring rain guarding a helicopter.
Oh, wow. Really? That's so cool.
Yeah. So it's kind of been like, you're on this what show? What?
Yeah, the X-Files. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what?
It filmed in Vancouver. Yeah.
I know. That's so great. That's so great.
So tell me a story. What's going on?
Oh, story for me? I just burnt my kale.
I heard that.
I burnt my kale. It smells so bad in here now, and there's nothing I can do about it right now. I started the show, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to do something, because you can't just, I just can't sit here and do nothing. Like, I just made up my mind, like, I'm going to do whatever I want within somewhat reasonable. You know what I mean? Because you can't just sit here on Earth and just do nothing. You know, like when you only have half of a life left, or not half, but I don't even know, we all don't know how many, how much life we have left, so you might as well do something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You might as well you might as well make your own rules. I mean,
yeah.
Who says that you can't, right?
Exactly. You totally can. And you do that all the time. Yeah. It's awesome.
I try. I'm still bound by things, but...
Yeah, I know. Oh, speaking of Vancouver, that guy from Canada, that guy that paints with his dick, did you see that one?
I never you saw that. You posted it in the comments. That was hilarious. And what was so funny is that somebody in there had actually seen him alive.
I know. I'm like, no one's even going to know about this. And so then the next comment was, oh, yeah, I ran into him. Like, you would never ever see that out here. And that's what's so depressing. Like, you would never find that. Like, I live next to a big state park, and it's really cool, and it's, like, got all these caves. But nobody's in there painting with their dick. No.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Like, they should in the spring. Don't you guys have really warm summers? I mean, there's no fear. Get out there.
Well, I know, but you know what happens? I think a lot of it, too, like, I want to be naked a lot outside, but part of it, too, is we have those ticks out here and a lot of bugs.
Oh.
So many bugs that... I almost questioned my sanity from winter to summer that, okay, winter's terrible, and then summer is like ticks and bugs and everything that bites you. So I don't know. If I was a guy, I don't know if I would want my wang out like that, you know, because that might be bad, you know.
Well, and it's so contrary to, like, the fact that they always want to show it off. So, I mean, if you could show it off and make art with it, I agree with you completely. Why are more men not doing this?
I know. Like, someone should totally do that and send it to me. If someone doesn't... But you know what? I read his whole story, and he was a stripper, and that's what he did. He got naked as a stripper, a male stripper, and he did the art on the stage, which is awesome.
Wow.
And, like, I've known female strippers to do that. But, see, you know what I think? Like... I think that if you're a guy, you can get away with certain stuff, and it will be applauded. But if you're a girl,
yeah,
it's not so much. You know what I mean? Because I've painted
totally different
stuff with body parts before, and no one's, like, wrote a story about me. I don't know if I wanted them to, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. If you paint with your wang, I guess that's cool now, you know?
Well,
and I guess the portraits come out pretty good, so who knows? Maybe we can have him on the show, and I can talk to him, and he can send me a dick picture, which not a picture of his dong, but the picture he painted. Or I'll take a picture of his dong, too. We were looking at it. It looks pretty big, so I don't know. It does.
I think you should
I'll
have him on the show. That would be awesome.
Yeah, well, you know what? And that's the thing. I'm trying to get people on, and people are afraid to call me and talk about things, and I'm just like, hey, just call me. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. And then, you know, if no one calls, I have these little weird clips and, you know, whatever. But, yeah, like, he would be awesome, and you're awesome for calling in. And there's, you know, people out there where they texted me after and be like, yeah, dude, I'm too afraid to call. I'm like, why? this call. It's fun, you know? Totally fun.
Oh, I just told Kiki about it and told her to call you.
Oh, yeah? Did she call? Let me see if I have. See, that's the thing with this. It's like they're I can only talk to a few people at a time, so it's like I think I can talk to like 5 different people. So there's me and you, and there's room for like 3 others. So that's fine. Like if she calls, that's totally fine too. I can talk to her, and I'm just like posting it, and then a bunch of people will be asking me like, "What are you doing?" And I'm just like, "Well, listen to the show, and then you'll know what I'm doing."
Then
you'll know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
that's cool. Or whoever's listening, once they hear us, how great it is, they'll call, you know? Yeah. So how is the weather out? No,
oh,
I was
so
saying
gorgeous.
Like,
really?
Yeah, it was monsoon raining yesterday, and it pissed me off, but we have, like, all the cherry trees are blooming, and the leaves are coming out on the trees, and it was sunny today, and, yeah, it's very nice to be back in spring. I don't know why the fuck I live in a rainforest. You know, the winters, like, clearly we don't have your winters, because I would kill myself, but I lived in Calgary, so, I mean, I know what that's like, that cold and, like, mountains of snow and stuff. That's why I moved here. If you're going to live anywhere in Canada that you want nice weather, you come to Vancouver because it's, you know, the nicest. But,
yeah,
it rains. It's really dark. We have, like, 47 seconds of daylight in the winter, it feels like. And I don't know, I'm not down with it. But it's nice now. It's like, you know, we're getting into, it's an early, early spring, too. So it's even nicer because it means it'll last longer.
Yeah. I mean,
and
I hope we are
here.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I don't know. Rainforest, to me, I think I could trade a little bit of this for some rainforest, you know, because this is like today it was supposed to be a little warmer, and they'll say like, oh, 40 or whatever, but feels like 20 or, you know, whatever it is because it's just not warm. And my hands, seriously, they're so dry, and my skin is just like, I just can't take it anymore. Like, I just need sun in my life. So that's what I got about that vitamin D video because I get all these videos in the YouTube and in the feed. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And people have been talking about that for a long time, how you're supposed to get vitamin D and go in the sun. But out here, we don't really have sun, like, half
a year.
Yeah,
we don't have it here either. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like half of your life, you freeze your ass off out here. Half, you know? And it's like maybe even, like, more because summer is only, like, 2-3 months maybe. So that's
mm-hmm.
It's not even like today. I would definitely have to wear a jacket. Maybe now I'd have to wear a big jacket because it's probably cold as hell outside again. And it's almost April.
When will it get nice there? Like May, April?
Well, it used to be like out here with the spring and things. It would get nice. Like there was this poem. April showers bring May flowers, and, you know, what do May flowers bring? Pilgrims. It was like a school time poem. But now it just, like, it's not even like a real spring. It's just a lot of melted, wet mud and dirty snow everywhere that looks like piles of shit and then potholes. And then all of a sudden, you know, there was some birds outside singing today, I have to say, but... And then it's like all these things bloom and you get really allergic. Like, I didn't have a lot of allergies growing up, but now, like, I do because it's, like, it's not the same weather. I don't know. We have 3 seasons. We have, like, 3. Rain, cold, and just extremely hot, and that's it. So, I don't know. And then the leaves change and all kinds of people come here and, like, watch the leaves die, and like we know, oh yeah, that's really nice, and then we know what's coming, and we live here, so it's kind of like when I see fall, it's like my last prayer before the death of winter.
Yeah, you know, you're right, the seasons have changed, and I think the winters are a lot longer than they used to be.
Yeah, is that global warming? Because I have a video on that too. Like, I think it is, but I don't know.
I think it probably is. I mean, you know, if every leading scientific mind is saying, you know, you got to do something different, Yeah. You know, at what point do you start listening, right?
Right. I don't know. I mean, that's, like, one of these things where it's like, oh, and that was a video, too. Like, I have all this crazy-ass shit, like, you know, feel free to send me crazy ass shit. But there was a guy who like made a car run on water, and now they have this other car that does it. But then the original guy like died, you know, a mystery cause and mysterious coincidence, you know, circumstances. You know, this was back in the day. And now they're gonna do it, and you know, just really weird things in life. And so yeah, it's just. We need to figure something out because it's not like we can just, oh, yeah, we're just going to go to that other Earth that's out there because we can't even get there.
Yeah.
At the moment, I have to talk to Neil deGrasse Tyson a little bit more before we can get over there. Because, I mean, you know, it's not like we can go from planet to planet yet.
Don't you wish we could?
But I totally wish we could. I would go. You know what I watched last night, which I think is, like, such an underrated movie? K-Pax. Did you ever see it?
Yeah, I remember that movie. Kevin Spacey, right?
Yeah, and it was just so good. It was, you know, if you would have told, like, said, oh, K-Pax, if you said that to someone today, they'd be like, what are you talking about? But that was actually a wicked good movie. He's such a good actor, you know?
Mm-hmm. Where
yeah.
would you go first? Mars?
I don't know. I mean, we only know, like, these planets that we have. I don't really know what's out there, so I can't say where I'd go first. I would just kind of float around, and if something looked good, I would stop by. Or I don't know. I mean, Jupiter has rings, and that's kind of cool, and Mars is, like, red. And I guess it depends what color. I don't really know that much about what the colors are. I might be attracted to more, like, blue planets or purple ones, because I mean that's kind of like home, I guess. I don't know. Where would you go?
I don't know. I think I might want to go to Pluto because I kind of felt bad when they just dismissed him and told him he wasn't a planet anymore.
So yeah.
You know, it was the ruling planet of Scorpio, and I thought, well, what does that do to everybody that's a Scorpio? Like, what does that do to astrology? I had so many questions.
I know, and I just watched the video, and he's like, eight planets. He's like, get over. He dismissed it as a non-planet. Okay, so then what is it now? What are we supposed to come up with something else? But you know what? The moon, I might go there actually first, because I've heard that on the back of the moon, it's like a base for aliens, and that's why the moon
oh, really?
Like, never turns. Yeah, it's like on the dark side of the moon, I guess, and that's why supposedly, now I don't know, but like I said, people send me all this crazy ass stuff, and it's like they went to the moon once, but they never went back, supposedly because of some alien thing. We can't see the back of the moon. Everyone here sees the same side because the moon does not spin like the Earth, so it just stays like stagnant. It doesn't, it goes around with us, but we only see that one side, and that's why they call it, like, the rabbit in the moon or the man in the moon or the cheese moon, because we all see the same thing. So, yeah, supposedly on the dark side, the one that we never see, is, like, a alien thing where they just kind of park and rest. And then they go do what they do.
Really? I've never heard that. I've always thought
yeah.
it was interesting that they apparently landed on the moon in 1969 and they've never been back, like with all the changes in technology. Like my brother is like, you know, my grandmother believed in aliens. Like
yeah.
my grandmother was born in the 1800s, so she believed in aliens and my brother believed in aliens. They used to have all these really interesting conversations and, you know, my brother says they faked the moon landing. He's convinced they faked it.
People are saying
that, my brother
too.
To call you.
Yeah, he should totally call. Like, I do this show probably every other night, and I'm trying to do it. I'm just trying to get it going, because once, and that's the thing, people are, like, scared because they don't know how good it's going to be. Well, it takes other people to make it be good. It's not just, like, dependent upon me to make the show good. It's who I have on and who calls me, and, you know, yeah, he can totally call me, and we can totally, like, talk about stuff like that, because that that's true. People were saying that they faked it and they just made it up. But then you have the astronauts saying that they went and they did see, like, outer space life and, you know, flying by and they went or whatever. But I think, you know, sometimes people try to do, like, disinformation and make people think, like, one way so they don't really pay attention to the truth or whatever. You know, it's like a magic trick. Oh, look this way while they pull the rabbit out of the hat. But in the meantime, I'm going to pick your pocket or, you know what I'm saying? What do they call that? Distraction.
He's totally distraction. But he has some really interesting theories about all that sort of stuff. And that's kind of what I grew up with, was those kind of conversations and, you know, stuff like that. People wonder why I'm not normal.
Yeah, well, you know what? Normal, I think, is just overrated anyway.
Me too. I wish they would remove the words should, normal, and perfect from the English language.
Right. Yeah.
I think it would save a lot of people a lot of anxiety.
True. Yep. Totally true.
Right? They're always trying to be normal. They're always trying to be perfect. And they're always trying to do everything they think they should do, and there's really no context around that for quite a few people.
Oh, I know. And it's like you can't be comparing yourself to other people all the time, or no one can do that, because all it does is cause more problems than what you need, you know. And it's like, it gives yourself anxiety on yourself when you're constantly putting yourself others, you know. And I think that's one of the things that this whatever society is really good at. It's like this false thing that people believe in. So, and that's kind of why I just, after a while, I just, what is that saying? I'll find it and I'll post it. It's a saying about, I'm not really weird, but I just get normal from time to time, or something like where it's like, you know, I just get normal from time to time. Don't mind me.
Well,
but
the thing about all that stuff is who decides, right? Like,
yeah.
Who decides what normal looks like? You know, it's like who decides what perfect is? It's like
totally
nobody
true.
Can make that decision. You know, like
no.
It's like the Wizard of Oz. Don't look at the man behind the curtain, right?
Exactly. And that's why I'm so fascinated with, like, the 50s, because that era of life, and I have all these magazines, and I look at them, and I'm like, wow, that's so crazy in this life, and like, how, like, every decade the life changes, and now it's, like, our life, who knows what the hell it is, but at least, you know, that's probably as far as I've studied, like, back the 60s, 70s, 50s. The 40s, I'm not too sure about, but it's just like the 50s and the Betty Crocker and the women at home, and how like all the ads are so misogynistic, and you know, it's so sexist, but I kind of like it, because not because I'm sexist against women, just because I think it's hilarious, you know, because that's how people really lived, and it makes me laugh. I mean, I don't have anything wrong with housewives or whatever people call them now, or any cooking at home or anything like that, but it's hilarious, you know, and everything revolved around women who, you know, just stayed home all the time and sewed things or cooked or whatever they did. I don't even know, but it's like, then the next era was like Brady Bunch or something. I don't know. That was the 70s, but like today we don't really have time for all that stuff, I guess. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, I think
it's weird.
I think we do have time for it on some level. I think the 50s and the thing about women in the 50s and all the way they're portrayed in all those ads and stuff like that is that they're really not fully formed human beings. You know what I mean? They are the extension of their husband. They are the extension of their father, like all the male heads of the family, and the wife. Just, you know, she wasn't really, I mean, it wasn't about her. It was about
right.
her role in the family. So there was like, you know, they're not really fully formed, unique, you know, stand on their own individuals.
Yeah.
That's what I find fascinating about it.
Yeah.
Is that they're almost like property in a way.
Yeah, and it is true, and it's like in the whole thing, and you know, but then you watch some of the things. I get a kick out of it. I wasn't born or around then, but I just think it's hilarious. And like, you know what's hilarious too is like the 60s and all the things, and then the 70s, and just, you know, what's going to happen like now. Like, we're just in the now, so we don't get to kind of look back on it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we're
mm-hmm.
in the now, so that's kind of like what we think is normal. Here we go with that word again. It's what we think is normal, but like,
well, it's what our reality is.
Yeah, it's like crazy, you know, and like,
yeah.
Wow, are we going to be able to teleport ourselves in like 10 years to wherever we want to go? Are we going to be able to, I don't even know, like be a hologram? I don't know. People have it now. And that's one of the things that freaks me out too, is that when I worked in a certain strip club back in the day, it wasn't around here. It was kind of further away. I did talk to this guy, speaking of X-Files, and I'm kind of segueing into this because it's just came to my mind when every time I see some of this stuff, I think of this guy. And so
mm-hmm.
this guy came in. I've only seen him like maybe 3 times in my life, and this is like a long time ago, and he had the badge and everything, and he showed it to me, and it said FBI on it. And he used to just sit there, and he was wicked sad, and he would just like pay me all this money and talk to me about different stuff. And he wouldn't tell me a lot, but he was like kind of drunk and sad, so he kind of would. And pretty much every single thing that he said is what we have now. Isn't
really?
That creepy? Yeah, that's so creepy.
Really?
And it's, yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. And he's like, if people knew the half of it, they would like shit their pants because, you know what I mean?
But so when was that, in the 80s or the 90s?
Oh, yeah. No, that was like maybe 12 years. I don't know, 12 years, 13 years ago maybe. I'm not even sure. Maybe less,
okay,
maybe
so
more.
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
So if you were in the early 2000s and you were this dude and you had all this information, why was he so sad?
Because it was probably his job. That, you know what I mean? Because when you can't have a life and you can't, like, talk to people, that's what people tell strippers, because they think that people that strip are stupid and dumb and just drunk all the time. And they just pour out their hearts because they're loose. No, I know, but I mean, that's the general what people think. That's what guys think. That's why they told us all their secrets, because they know that, or they think that we're not human or people, and we don't care, and we just want their money, and which is, that's, you know, money's good too, but it's like, I remember, I know what's going on, I wasn't drunk the whole time, you know what I mean, and just whatever,
yeah.
It's just like, I think about that stuff now, because it's like, pretty much everything he told me was, like, accurate, like, right on, you know, so when people live under that scrutiny, and they can't, like, actually be themselves, or they have to worry they're going to get fired or they're followed all the time. Maybe that's what makes them sad. Do you know what I mean? Because they can't live their life. They have to live under a different life, you know, and all that stuff comes out.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And isn't that what's so interesting, that a lot of sadness is just linked to the fact that you just can't be yourself?
Right. So that's kind of what the show that I'm doing, like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even know how to run this thing right, but I'm just doing it. I made a decision. I'm going to go, and because actually I'm trying to build this empire thing, which I hope that you'll be a part of. And
I'm down.
I just made a decision. And yeah, and that's it. So it doesn't even matter, because that's what I did with my old show before. I just made a decision. I had a TV show for like 10 years prior, but I haven't done anything in about 8 years or so or whatever. But yeah, you just make a decision and you follow through with it. See what happens.
Yeah, you play around
with
it, and you do what works, and you just have fun with it.
Right, exactly.
Are you having
so
fun with it?
I totally am, and I've only done it 3 times, and it's
oh, that's awesome.
You know, yeah, it's going to be like, and I'm going to set up the Skype so people can actually see too. But I'm just not sure about, like, I would have to wear
the pants
and things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and probably put makeup on, and, you know, that whole, sometimes I might do it, sometimes I might not. I want to have people actually over the house, too, so they can, like, broadcast with me, and we can do, like, weird shit and, like, watch weird videos together and have callers and just be totally weird and have fun.
Yeah,
but
I love
yeah.
being totally weird and having fun.
Yeah, me too.
That's awesome.
Well, that's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let's see. How many minutes do I have left? So I don't think I have that much time left. Let's see.
Well, I'll hang
up
and let you finish.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it. Call anytime.
Okay.
Yay.
Talk to you later.
Have a great
day.
Bye. Well, that was a great call from my friend Renee. Thank you so much for calling. I don't feel like I'm all by myself now, and it was a great conversation. Like, that's the thing with the show. I want to have, like, intriguing, weird conversations and, like, you know, just play all kinds of things and get people's minds, like, going and thinking about things that, you know, how things really are, you know, and when you have different experiences with people and life and then you see it, like, happen in the real, it makes you freak out a little bit. You know what I mean? So speaking of freak out, we're talking about, like, morals and normal and this and that. So I was talking about this guy who just farts, like, all the time, and that's his job. He was banned from England, which is surprising. He couldn't be on the show. He did a duet, and I play this, and people don't know how to react. I didn't know how to react to it either, but I guess that was a big thing from, like, the 20s. Or, I don't know, the flatulating. I'll do some research, and I'll look it up. But this is a flatulating Mr. Methane. And what he does is he just farts all the time, and that's his job, because when he was at yoga, he figured out that he could fart, like, spontaneously, and I think that's a talent, because sometimes, you know, when I have to fart, I can't even fart, like, properly, and, it hurts my stomach, but that's neither here nor there. This guy here, this performance between Mr. Methane and his ass and this other guy got kicked off BBC, which is surprising. Like, there's no nudity. It's just farting. But I'm sure you're going to recognize this song. It's kind of funny. And here we go. Yeah, there's that. So anyway, this guy, Mr. Methane, go on the YouTube and Google him, because, like, he's just, I guess he's wicked famous for farting all over Europe. So that's awesome. But yeah, so I'm going to play another video here about, it's, you know what it is? This is what really gets me. It's like, this, I don't know, I haven't heard it lately, but I have heard it somewhat about people talking about other stuff like celebrities and stuff like that. But, you know, this is like, this video is an old video, and it's from Alex Jones, and it's from the Justin Bieber's diaper pants. And I remember when he wore the diaper pants, everybody was looking at his diaper pants. And I think there was an actual thing about gay marriage or whatever that was going on at the time, some big issue, and the whole world was focused on Justin Bieber's diaper pants. And this is just funny. I think it's hilarious. I love when people, like, go off about stuff that makes no sense, like people with their diaper pants, and how he Justin Bieber got like an escort to the strip club and like spent like $1 million. And I know because people like called me and told me about it because they knew someone that worked there or what have you. So it's amazing how news travels fast when you're a millionaire and you're wearing diaper pants. But yeah, so there's this. Okay, so we're going to go here now. You can check all this out. Just Google it. It's like Alex Jones. Oh, shit. Here we go. And these advertisements, like, honestly, like, I don't want to see your ad. No thanks. The more, and that's the thing about the internet, like, they have to understand the more they throw shit at me, the more I'm not going to buy it. So, but anyway, here we go. Justin Bieber, diaper pants world.
Talk about Justin Bieber a little bit here. He looks like he's wearing a fully loaded diaper with the pants I've been seeing him wear the last few years. And he's always driving around in a new Ferrari or Lamborghini or whatever. And I'm obsessed with him, actually, quite frankly. A man wandering around disheveled, looking like he's been crapping his pants for 10 days is just incredibly exciting to me. You know, there's so much to cover here. Up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Al-Qaeda, the best enemy money can buy, by Paul Joseph Watson. I had him do that boil-down article because I was on the Howard Stern network today talking about the fact that the West is funding Al-Qaeda. Very exciting to be able to get that type of news out to an audience that generally would not be exposed to that info. And this information is so zeitgeist mainstream now that I was able to get it out and very appreciative to be able to cover that on the Lieberman News Hour. So very, very important information there. Continuing, Al-Qaeda, the best enemy money can buy. I'm going to go over some of that. Davos, globalists have basically kicked the Ukrainian prime minister to the curb as violence rages in Kiev. So he has been snubbed now or canceled. Continuing, Major League Baseball prepares new DHS screening measures at all ballparks, but the Muslim Brotherhood, of course, is allowed to come into the country and fly all around the nation without screening because they're actually listed as a terror group and funding Al-Qaeda. But it's okay, though, and they call for killing U.S. troops all over the Middle East. But that they're not a threat. Your child is. As Bin Laden, again, might be hiding in their trousers or in your wife's brassiere. Harvard professor warns of devastating China-Japan war. We're going to be breaking down that very important article and tying it into the professor that's joining us, saying that there's serious parallels to the start of other world wars right now. And, of course, that's what pretty much all professors of history are saying, of a more modern history and 20th century history are saying, red level crisis, red level. But, again, ladies and gentlemen, right now the media is focused in on Justin Bieber's, well, not his diaper pants, which we have a photo of. If you just search the term Justin Bieber diaper pants. The news is his DWI, and you can go up to places like drugreport.com and see his Disney photo-style mugshot. And, I mean, he's smoking weed all day, charged with resisting arrest. What the bleep are you doing? Because he reportedly paid off the police to be his escort around Miami. Had police escort a strip club, and the average person is obsessed, because the media tells us to be, with Justin Bieber's diaper pants. Justin Bieber's diaper pants. The secret of the universe. Is the contents of the diaper pants.
The secret of the universe is Justin Bieber's diaper pants. And you know what's funny? Like, I never even listened to Alex Jones before I saw some of his tapes. he used to do Access Channel, and I also used to do Access Channel. So they had a lot of tapes and a lot of different, I did a lot of research, and so I used to love to watch that stuff, and if you watch his earlier programs, it's way different, and, you know, he does flip out a lot, which I don't blame him about certain things, and people are like, oh, you know, this and that, but I followed a lot of his stuff, and, you know, it's very accurate for people who just want to say it's fear-mongering, and it's actually, you can look stuff up for yourself, you don't even have to go through him to find out, but it's actually very, some of it's very funny and amusing, like diaper pants on Justin Bieber and things like that. That's old news, though. I just wanted to play that for no reason. But, yeah, do you remember that show? God, you know, the Wild and Wonderful Whites, You Don't Have Fiestas. Do you remember that? You Don't Have Fiestas. Anyways, if you've ever seen this show, it's called The Wild and Wonderful Whites, and it's about this family, the White family. They are just, like, crazy, and they cause a bunch of shit and a bunch of problems and stuff like that. But I'm just going to play this clip because it's, like, they go to friggin', like, this, I seriously pissed my pants the first time I saw this movie. This part, because I'm, like, so quirky. This is just this part. This is the funniest part in the movie to me. Except for when the guy comes out naked and he's, like, flopping his dong around during a birthday party or something. That's pretty funny, too. But this is super funny. We can get it going.
Hello?
Sorry about your wake. Go ahead,
I'm
over there.
Yeah, give me a case of beer. Just take a tea for heat up. Steak and tea only with cheese and steak only.
We don't have them either.
You don't have the
answers? I'm sorry,
could you repeat that? What? Steak and tea only with
cheese and steak only. We don't have
them either. You don't have the
answers? I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Why is it on your sign if you don't have it?
Are you talking about
Gordita's? Y'all have mozzarella cheese sticks?
No.
Give me two tacos, one soft shell, one hard, please.
So, Fiesta, I was, like, obsessed after I saw this. I was fucking just obsessed with the program and Fiestas. So, Fiesta is just a party. It means party, right, in Spanish or whatever. It's a fiesta. There's so many songs about fiestas, but then when I heard this chick think that they sold them at Taco Bell, I seriously pissed my pants. I don't know. I just thought it was very, very funny. Very, super, super funny. And, yeah, I just, like, think it was, like, wicked funny. And, you know what I mean?
What's funny?
Yeah, so, and I'm just having, like, way too much fun. Clearly, I'm unsupervised at the moment. And so we just have a few minutes left, and I'm just looking at some stuff, and we have 15 minutes left, so we want to make it, like, really, really worth it. I'm going to go back in the clips and take a look and see what else. I'm so glad that Renee called. That was nice. We had a good talk about cats and dong paintings and things that, you know, life stuff that's really, you know, important to do. But yeah, so I mean, a lot of the stuff, it's on the internet. You can just find it. Alex Jones, Coast to Coast Radio, different clips that you can see online, of course, and because that's where I spend most of my time. And God, these ads just don't quit. Like, whoever you are, I'm not buying your shit. So, this is like, if you're going to annoy me when I'm trying to watch something, then I'm definitely not even going to look at it, and I'm not even going to hear it. And I wonder how many other people feel that way, too. Because, like, okay, hold on. This is not even what I want to do. But anyways, back to Fiestas. How, I don't know, maybe if fast food store sold things like Fiestas, maybe people would go there more. I don't know. I've never eaten at Taco Bell, and actually I just had Chipotle for the first time in my life the other day. And it was okay. You know, it was good. It was, like, really interesting, and a lot of rice and beans and guacamole. And there's just a guy there who, that's all he does, is cut avocado, like one avocado after another, after another, after another, after another. So that's your job. You know, you just cut avocado for the guacamole, and hey, whatever, it's a good time, right? People like that stuff. Oh, God. Yeah, and this one, I have to figure out what else I'm going to make for dinner because I burnt my damn kale. Okay, so this is the last, probably last video I'm going to play. I only have, well, actually, no, I have 15 minutes left. So if anybody wants to call, that number is 657-383-1363. But, yeah, this is a really good video. I actually talked to this guy once who lived in Jersey and had pictures and photos of this Jersey Devil thing. It's supposedly come through a portal, maybe a porthole too, I don't know, but it came through, and these things in the vortexes of the world, speaking of aliens, that's how they get in and they get out. So let's, if we can get somebody on to confirm that or maybe just talk about that, we could totally, you know, figure this out or at least get some pictures and stuff. So here we go. Let's take a look. And you can listen to this guy. This is that show, Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. And it's a classic. It's called Does the Devil Live in Jersey? And, of course, they're fucking blogging it right now. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Ready, guys? Why is this doing this? Okay.
From UFOs to ghosts and psychic powers, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now and learn the stuff they don't want you to know. Here are the facts. The Pine Barrens of New Jersey are surprisingly isolated. Stretching over 1 million acres, they form the largest contiguous forest of the eastern seaboard. These diverse, often swampy lands bear little resemblance to more urbanized parts of Jersey. In almost every respect, this part of the country is like many others. The local economy is rooted in agriculture, and the residents are as friendly as anyone else in Middle America. Except, of course, for its most infamous resident, Mr. Smith J. Leeds, also known as the Jersey Devil. Here's where it gets crazy. The legend of the Jersey Devil dates back to 1735 and has several variations. One of the most popular goes like this. A woman named Deborah Leeds felt excruciating pain while giving birth to her 13th child and invoked the devil. The child she bore was not human. Indeed, it was hard to tell exactly what it was. With a horse-like head, long hoofed back legs, and wings, the child looked like an amalgamation of wild animals. This devil left the house and again, according to legend, has been sighted thousands of times since, appearing across New Jersey and in New York. Between the 1730s and the beginning of the 20th century, eyewitnesses sporadically reported seeing the monster. In 1909, something strange happened. The creature was sighted daily. People across the state claimed to see the monster and provided detailed descriptions. Here's where the skeptics step in. Not all of these reports matched. For example, the devil has been described as being between 3 to 20 feet tall. With such variation, it's tough to think these people all saw the same thing. There's also the question of proof. For cryptozoologists who believe in the Jersey Devil, its supernatural nature may explain the lack of droppings, nesting, and other evidence typical of animals this size. To scholars like Joe Nickel, the story of a monstrous birth might have a grain of truth. In the 18th century, children born with deformities were often thought to be cursed or supernatural. A woman who gave birth to such a child was often thought to be a victim or practitioner of black magic. It's not unreasonable to suppose that Mrs. Leeds really did give birth to an abnormal child. Yet even if this theory was true, the child would likely have died soon after and certainly couldn't linger around for centuries scaring people across the Northeast. Some skeptics believe that linger around. centuries scaring people across the Northeast. Some skeptics believe the devil sightings are actually sightings of another elusive Pinelands resident, the sandhill crane. The sandhill crane is a large bird with a wingspan between 6 and 7 feet. Coupled with its long neck and legs, a sandhill crane on the move may well appear to be the Jersey Devil to surprised and panicked witnesses. Those who reject the crane theory point out that while the sandhill crane was once a native bird of New Jersey, widespread development has pushed its habitat much farther south. When the television show Monster Quest investigated this monster, they found no conclusive evidence of its existence. This hasn't stopped other groups, such as the Devil Hunters, from searching. For skeptics and mainstream scientists alike, the legend of the New Jersey Devil was always just that, a legend. And, despite centuries of searching, no one has found any solid proof of this creature. Is this a case of something they don't want you to know, or only a search for something that does not exist?
All of you out there who said, Matt, Ben, please, make some t-shirts. I love t-shirts.
So, yeah, that was more of my favorite shows, stuff they don't want you to know. And speaking of this other guy, well, it's just getting really weird, and I only have, like, 9 minutes left. So I don't know if I should even say who sent me this, because I had the fart guy on before. He, you know, the guy from England, Mr. Methane, or Mr. Methane, the way he says it, and he's just a fart guy. So somebody else sent me this song. Oh, my God, it's terrible. This show is probably going to be known for, like, the show of the weird songs, okay? I didn't even know this existed till not that long ago. So I'm wondering how they even got away with this stuff. This is, like, terrible. Ready? I'll just let you hear it.
I overdosed on flakes of bran. Now I got it into the can. I shit my pants. I shit my pants. First the gas, then the pain. Now that spreading chocolate stain. I shit my pants. I shit my pants. I felt the surge down in my bowel. I'll wipe my ass on your brand new towel. I shit my pants. I got constipated, so I took a crack and blew some crap into my flax. I shit my pants. I shit my pants.
Yeah, you know what, I don't even want to say, but I will say, my dad sent me that song, because he is, if anybody ever meets my dad, he is like the classic guy of weird songs. Like, honestly, he has every weird song. He sent me that like 2 months ago, and thought it was funny. It is funny, like, who's going to sing a song about shit in their pants? Well, I think it's the Fugs, but then someone on here said it wasn't. So I don't know why, but there's some awful songs that I have for next show, too, like the Yeasty Girls and some crazy-ass thing like that, and then weirdness. It's just going to get weirder, so if you're not a fan of weird things, then you're probably not going to be a fan of the show. Yeah, so I'm waiting for my family to get home. I don't think anyone's even, like, listening to this now, because maybe I'm not good at this. I don't know. And this is probably the most I've talked. This forces me to talk. It forces me to do so because no one else is talking, so I have to. And generally, it's my nature to want to learn more and do more and be more. So if you never get out of that comfort zone, you'll never, you know, does anything, though, it's like if you never get out of that comfort zone, you'll never go on to do different stuff. You know what I mean? You'll never change and be better because you never forced yourself to change and be better. And although I say fuck a lot, that's just part of New England. Like, we swear a lot over here, a lot. And you know what? That's just how it is. Because if you watch anything New England, any movie, all these guys are swearing every day. It's like, swear, 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 Matt Damon. He, you know, all these movies, that's all they do is swear. Because that's how it actually is out here. So you really have to be conscious and aware of how much you say the word fuck. I mean, shit, nah. It's really no big deal. I think the whole country says the word shit a lot. But unless you're like uber religious or don't believe in swearing or something like that, then I don't know. Out here is probably not the place for you. So I have 4 minutes left. So I just want to thank Renee for calling me. She's welcome to call me anytime again. And we'll talk about, you know, whatever, like guys who paint with their dong, and, you know, maybe he'll be on the show too. I'd like to talk to him. I'd like to get some more people on and just some listeners, because I know they have subscribed to my newsletter, but I'm trying to get, you know, something else going here and trying to get more people on the show. So I'm just going to end the show with a little bit of, I played this the other day. Maybe I will play something else. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, everything is just totally weird, and I just feel like I got to be part of that sometime and just do something new and different, and I don't care. You know, I'm just on a mission, and, like, that's it. You know, I have to do it now. It's my thing. So I'm hoping to hear from you. And if you got – I'm sure people will be texting me weird shit, like, after this. I'm definitely sure. People I haven't talked to in like a year, hey, here's some weird shit for you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I'm just going to end it now with this little song here. I played it the other day, but I think it's like wicked hilarious. Wicked hilarious. And if I can find it, I don't know, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? I don't know. What happened? Where'd it go? Oh, what happened to it? Shit, why can't I find it? Well, I guess I'd have to prepare a little bit more and be less, you know what, let's just end it with the X-Files, because that's like perfect song for tonight. I'm so friggin' happy that I get to see this again in my lifetime. And I always wanted to tell my daughter how great the X-Files were, and, you know, whatever. She watched them with me, and she kind of likes it, but probably not as much as I do, and probably not as much as other people do. I guess you had to be there during the whole time when the whole cult formed from the X-Files. But yeah, it was seriously, seriously awesome, and I really got to see this. Come on, internet ads. What are you doing? I don't want to see your ad. The internet doesn't even work. Why would you want to advertise it to me? You can skip this ad in 2 seconds. Awesome. It's been like 10. And you know why? Because everyone's on the internet. Everybody's out of work. They're trying to just come home and, you know, whatever, forget about their day and whatever it is they do. Ah, here we go. And, you know, go online and look at their favorite stupid shit online and laugh or watch Hulu or whatever. And, so, yeah, thanks a lot for coming to the show. If you found this show by, like, complete accident, thanks for listening to it. And if you don't like the show, well, just listen to it again to be sure you don't like it. Well, I really wish you guys a great night, and thank you for calling again, Renee. And I hope to talk to you soon. Have a wonderful, weird evening. Black Cat Mysteries. Good night.